From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Book One of the Belgariad, Pawn of Prophecy by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue. Being a history of the War of the Gods and the Acts of Belgarath the Sorcerer, adapted from the Book of Elon. When the world was new, the seven gods dwelt in harmony, and the races of man were as one people. Belar, youngest of the gods, was beloved by the Elons. He abode with them and cherished them, and they prospered in his care. The other gods also gathered peoples about them, and each god cherished his own people. But Belar's eldest brother, Aldur, was god over no people. He dwelt apart from men and gods, until the day that a vagrant child sought him out. Aldur accepted the child as his disciple, and called him Belgarath. Belgarath learned the secret of the will and the word, and became a sorcerer. In the years that followed, others also sought out the solitary god. They joined in brotherhood to learn at the feet of Aldur, and time did not touch them. Now it happened that Aldur took up a stone in the shape of a globe, no larger than the heart of a child, and he turned the stone in his hand until it became a living soul. The power of the living jewel, which men called the orb of Aldur, was very great, and Aldur worked wonders with it. Of all of the gods, Tarak was the most beautiful, and his people were the Angaraks. They burned sacrifices before him, calling him Lord of Lords.